Glocke ist wieder frei. Ich heiße Distinguished Solid State Physicist and got PhD at the Landau Institute in Moscow, where he now holds a senior research position. He's also at Helsinki, where he talks to experimentalists, something that von Braun would love, fortunately can. Recently, he has been awarded the Simon Memorial Prize, is that? Yeah. For his work in superfluids and superconductivity. And what makes Fischer so distinguished, or one thing that makes him so distinguished, is that he takes these ideas from solid-state physics and takes them further beyond what he sees in the lab and says that the things around us, that we see around us, are just like the things that he sees in helium and solid-state systems. And he's going to talk about this point of view here. Thanks.
So good. Thank you for the question. I come here and just as a random moment to discuss how information comes in. So what I would like to talk about is the emergent fields. Actually, I never believed in emergent fields. I was educated at the Bell Institute, but there was no notion of emergent fields. I haven't read Anderson, famous paper, the more is deeper. The first time I came across to the emergent physics was some paper by Hoytenberg and Nils, from Nils Bohr Institute, who just wrote that in the corner, the nature becomes more symmetric, and he gave it doesn't matter what are the basis here, and it has some strange behavior, but in the low SMH, it took some degree. The speaker means that it took some signal, which is absent on the size problem. And from this, if you made some predictions for the possibilities that cause our physical force, they can't go to the corner. I didn't believe the truth. Also, I found some papers, I think, not already after that. After I found myself the information of his ideas, an expression type for this matter, which is quite simple things that I see. I do not see that our universe is not fundamental, maybe it's fundamental, but I just try to give you some condensed matter framework, condensed matter example, how all the elements of the standard model and predictor emerges inevitably in the world of intersolidic mass of condensed matter. Spread of fields, radiation fields, great fields, and failure for the case. So we cannot separate the very serious fields, the great field, degrees of freedom. As energy becomes more and more, we find that all the huge number of degrees of freedom which depend on the plant market, they started to be separated into different classes, H fields, gravity field, and also fundamental plastic test for fairness. So this is what I want to show to you. I will not completely crazy, I just want to show the most specific equation. So we get to know what is this equation. This is an Lagrangian because the H field is the presence of the field space time. So we put the field space time from the GMU. F mu is the wave space. And this is the random vector function. This is actually not a course, one of the colleagues in Wolves is Martin Rieck from Wolves, which is a project in some of the class. So Rieck is a project in Wolves position. Of course, we know that there are two, the Kalec and Mazur and Wolves, which are the energy that is described by that one. And this rich field acts on the elementary quasi particles which leave the process field. So we have been for nothing. So on. This is actually the theory of the history of this field. It is called PTZ. It appears somewhere in the world of energy forward. This is the history of this week. So before, actually what we know now is the standard model. Standard model is SUC cross SU2 cross V1 symmetry. This symmetry was broken. SUC plus 1 symmetry by the electronic transition, but it's by energy because the ground unification symmetry. One knows actually what kind of ground unification, but from my conductor experience, I prefer at least our model, it is the most appropriate for the condensed ground equipment, just to make sure that the model equipment is in at least our model. Where the quarks and the electrons sort of are united on a multiple. And the symmetry is as before, cross is specific left, cross is different. At higher energy, we can already the gravity and if of the cream of the people is to find the unification theory, for unified series of the unification, which also includes the gravity. And probably the same series is one of the possible calculus for the, and what I'm trying to present is an alternative theory, which emerges from the multi-dimensional space of the 3 plus 2 dimensions. Even not in 4 dimensions, but in 3 plus 1, 3. This message of three space and so for the time it's good this is a very related to science and this. It's not a piece, it doesn't depend on the details. It doesn't matter for the American people from each series of stuff, which are the properties of the course, and not in the great. So the history starts from the gravitation, symmetry breaking sphere, so this is gravitation, the gravitation once the symmetry becomes smaller and smaller when the energy becomes lower. So this is conversion gravitation sphere. And this energy is the power series is lost. It's not broken, but it's lost because parts of the governance. So there is no problem with the speed of the complete and neutral white. Then at the lower energy, the passing nucleus are formed. This is still the nucleus which we want to discuss here. The nucleus contains two protons and one neutron. That's why it's still in the non-time. So the nucleus appears in the sphere. This is very important. The whole form of energy that becomes the fundamental equals the fundamental equals. First, the Q1, the electromagnetic symmetry is lost, which is also becomes neutral, so it's not electric charge anymore, you talk about the atoms. So all the base symmetries are gone. So we don't have as the 4 symmetry, we don't have as the 3 symmetry, we don't have as the 2 symmetry, and no one has 1 symmetry here. So in Rieck, it's not going. All symmetry go. Then at lower energy, it's become so perfectly liquid, but I will tell you about it, liquid, why it's so great, because it belongs to not to the side of the class, there are actually two of the side of the class. проблемы, это от нас, еще там и спас, и порядок, и он здесь ингредиент, чтобы с тобой работал, и будет видно. Все, от нового, от нового, темпища, а с вами французский диаграмм, здесь у себя рекрежен темпища, здесь у себя французский фильм, как хорошо. Сам этот темпища, со всем покрытием различных фильмов. Это сыпно, это документы различных. Кирс, это Богосин. Богосин и Драгон. Кристофор, сам Богосин. Сам Богосин, Симметр Адратейшн. Симметр Фюбан. Богосин, и еще с Господом, Господом, Кристофор, Разумный Фан. Все, это Ах, Олсен Гон. Симметр Адратейшн, Олсен Затвяйт. Это Завигас, Кубиц, Амезодон. Это Сам Богосин. So we are now in complete chaos. How awesome is it? And then, something happens when we go into the world. Then we find some miracle. Since we approach the corner, and when we approach the corner, we find that special guest is a scene with such forest. So it was always a lot of scene with this. And this film is just not a lot of scene. There was no rotation of scenes. But it's a lot of scenes because it takes a lot of scenes from quasi particles, or from the amount of particles in the field. This particle will experience the new cell around the scene, and there will be SO2, H symmetry, which is very much there. Also some elements of general covariance, also elements of almost all elements of standard form. And so my task is showing you our suspects. So we have a final energy as a gravitation scheme, which works very nicely with the problem of the energy in the sense of anti-gravitation scheme. Last half of the rock, where the wall, the energy, the difference is enough. So this is what needs to be repeated, which I didn't believe. Okay, so I was educated by the Institute of Landau Institute. That's why all the traditions of the Landau School were presented for this founders of Landau Institute 40 years ago were students of Landau Institute. They brought the Nobel Prize in most modest countries, therefore, Vidal, Stone Vidal, from Landau Institute. Okay, so what was the idea of Landau? Landau, many years ago, suggested that he would quickly start with a very complicated system, say, liquid field of four, the nucleus, field of four contains two proteins, two nucleus, and they are positive, it's also the bosonic, say, from the bosonic region. So we have a huge amount of degrees of freedom of the atoms, which are implemented by the random mass forces, with each other, this is a very complicated system. So the system was strongly interacting and strongly correlated system of mathematical and mystical. So we have the studies, and it's very difficult to work with them because it's a huge amount of intuitive freedom. And what Landau idea was that in spite of this huge amount of intuitive freedom, the physics of small energy, of all energy, becomes very simple. It can be described in terms of very few degrees of freedom. This degrees of freedom are called quasi particles. It's excitations about the ground state. So you have the ground state with some energy. The ground state plus small amount of excitations. So more of the temperature, the amount of excitations small, they interact weakly because they are very rare. So you can write the conjoint for them is the energy of the body, plus the energy of the excitation, and this excitation doesn't exist. Because they outside the country, and domestic politics is not a lot, it's a lot more important. So they are here. So sphere of the political force is much more, it's not exactly like here, but it's really like that. The sphere of the political force is towards by itself. And the country is east, but it's lower than the corner, in front of the spectrum of the cross linear. So, the internal continents is the sum of the five examples, and the C is the speed of sound, the sum of the one. So, if you make the one transformation, this is the speed of light, speed of sound, so you want to store the transformation as well. And also we got some collective degrees of freedom. So our vacuum is liquid, it's moving, and this motion produces some effect of the operating classifier. What is the effect? By degrees. So the propagation of formula, this quantified form, formula, vacuum, sound, the propagation of this formula in the moving liquid exactly corresponds to the propagation of the utilistic massless particle, photon, say, in some sense of the. So the background from this machine is it serves as a gravitational field. And then you will feel to process only one part of Einstein theory, because Einstein theory convinces it says that the particle of vibration is a general field, but also the general field based on the Einstein equation of second condition. The double consistent has no second condition, so it's only one part of relativity. But even and instead of the Einstein equation, the current equation has a velocity less. So Einstein equation of the Francis, but in principle we can construct very interesting metrics and to study the behavior of the quantum vacuum and the presence of this interesting metric. For example, we can construct this horizon. It's not necessary that horizon is not obtained by Einstein equation. If you construct the horizon, the behavior of the quantum vacuum and the presence of the horizon is just a feature. But in any case, this region is not so interesting because you can only posits, you can not fermions. And the second that Landau, as it was instituted, Landau is his student. This is a proposal. This is Alembicot is a lot of cosmology, but in this Landau, they constructed the theory of the fluidic theory of the motion of the liquid in this region. And this region.
Well, it's futuristic to notice all this precision might be. What's the most important thing?
It's a good sense of society.
It's a good
yes. No, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The same one though, he presented also the theory of fermions. It is some more interesting because we can use more fermions. And this is the first class we have. The first universal philosophy channel discussed today. So from his point of view, again, we have a huge amount of degrees of freedom bounds of newly patterns. Again, it's very complicated system, it's like the interaction between the atoms, now symmetry, now one is invariant, some sort of interaction potential. Nevertheless, it's a long way to put it, you know, which is not certain. Now, because the quasi-particle situation, if it's lower than two, there are two more quasi-particle ones, which are the spectrum of them, and there is a bosonic collective rules. So this quasi-particle, they are common because they come from the quantum regions, which are I play this called Recurrence, and it's not only collecting but also. But this file comes in directing fermionic field and Mazuri. Zero magnitudes. But this is one of the most common things here, just interacting fermionic and Mazuri field. But it's not. And the flashing, the second flashing fairly clear in this point of solving the most pointers for you. Fairly clear that it is about the first unit for some. If the answer is yes, then the sum will be 70 plus, which corresponds to which is, you will see, it's a 70 plus of fairly points, what is the first unit. Discuss later, and with this in the second class, you obtain the assist fermionic artifact relativistic. If you are not relativistic in this class, they become relativistic and they become kind of fermions, which are A to B equation. So they are described by Cooper and Matrix, and they are the same kind of fermion as the left hand and right hand between, or left hand and right hand. But so you are aware of already one integration of the material of the character. And the collective modes, which here is not for you, but it's not for you, but it's not for a single sound mode. This collective mode, they behave and interact exactly in the same manner as this kind of character as H2. And so the logarithm for the ratio of the field group is exactly the same. The logarithm for the variance is not so good. That's a special reason for that, but the variance is not so good. But all the reason, it holds the relativity. So we obtain all the ingredients of the relativity in the series. So the case is variance, 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 part of the variance. Well, here was the field, here is the spin, and it is the spin all the energy consisting of some
parts. What do you mean by vacuum in the information?
So if you look at the equations for this mode, you can find that among some terms, you can find the similarity in some solutions, but the interference of the gravity of the mass, which is not. And also some terms for some different coefficients. And if you write the Einstein equation, you can write it as a sum of many different terms. They come up with the proper coefficient. But if you look at the appearance of A, and then you find this coefficient at B. So there is no difference. But probably you can recognize. And there is one a special measurement about the speed of the discussion. Okay. So this was our now process of quasi particles. So what are the quasi particles? This you have ground state and you have some excitations. Excitations, these are from quasi particles that propagate the excitation part of the ground state. What is important there is a way of length screening. They don't know about microscopic physics. They don't know about atoms of the liquid. If the liquid is a ground state and excitation is propagating, the experience no fiction. Does not see any effect on this atom, because this atom forms a highly correlated ground state and the excitation of this field. For this excitation, the ground state is empty. So for them, the ground state is really water. But we know that it's not empty, we know that it's full of atoms, and we know how the vacuum behaves, and that's why we can make this useful for studying the cosmological process problems, what is the energy of the vacuum. And this thing is the purpose of doing the discussion to identify how the cosmological process problem to this reason, so this okay. So everything this will because the particles there be the effective factor of the theory, and the dash of the effective factor of the theory is that it is a lot, it depends on the 70 plus. And now I'll show the whole series of studies, sources, collapses, reports, and as well. So it's a secret. Actually see inside this process, and this situation is based on the so-called topology in the limit space. What is topology in the limit space? This is, in a sense, what I would like to discuss, and we also found in the topology books to tell why this is the observative class is the image. The first one, the first observative class, the class of the fragmented system where the family cells emerges in the organ. You know, Professor, if you take any member, that is the elements from the freedom, then in the lower energy corner, if of course they're in the lower sub-other position, in the lower energy corner, they form the so-called family cells. And it's a universal and this universal behavior comes from the special topology which we'll discuss in the next little bit more. So what is the family cells? The energy which is from the positive, which is calculated for the chemical potential, is P squared minus P squared and minus R squared. And if the energy, if the momentum is smaller than P, then the energy is negative, and the state of the particle space, the limited state, at the center of this part of the limited space, they are occupied. And if the momentum is more than P, so the energy is positive, then the ground state, they are empty. That's why it's not the theory surface. The surface which separates the states, the empty states, and occupied states. And it's interesting that even interaction does not share the speech. So always the theory surface being in the direction. It's a reason for that. It's a topology which I'm showing to you how it works. Then the superconductivity occurs in the system. Then we go to another class. This class is another volume that we will discuss. So what is the class? It's a gap. So all the fermions become fully gap. In condensed matter, the gap is also one of the corresponding bounded states. This means that if the temperature is very small compared to the corresponding bounded state, so you have no further part of the problem, this is not very interesting for the dynamic physics. The self-conductivity class, which is the most important, it comes from the special type of fluids where the gap is not isotropic, it's anisotropic. In some fluids, the gap goes to zero, and because of the fermionic, it goes to max, the fermionic excitations, is axial energy. And if you look carefully what occurs in the series of this point, you will find that the behavior is exactly the same as the behavior of massless spiral particles. That's the correct sentence for the control. The all is the tremendous space. Energy is proportional to C or D. Or, in terms of the form by the matrix, energy is determined in proportion to sigma of P, where sigma is called the matrix. So this is left hand and right hand. And then the theory appears in this class. Why is it this is the theory? This is what we are going to show. Okay, but let us start. One more. Transparency from that we start from. From the collection of atoms which interact by pair-wise interaction, which is short-range interaction. This is the kinetic energy, this is the interaction. So we have n atoms Francis the provincial money for the Shredding Company. So the fund becomes middle for and from the very beginning, so it's normal amount of things. So we start from Shredding Company. And from this Shredding Company, we shall obtain this amount of things. Okay, this is the first diagram. We show the curve from this series, right? So this is from this series, starting from this, and choosing the range of the potentials, here comes also to the elipsoidal class, which is completely here. This has to be from the X spectrum, or to the inverse class, which is from the Federation, and this is a big place where the inverse class of the point. So all the inverse classes are present here, and also because the inverse class corresponding to the homogeneous part, the background from the left is spaced on the face. It's also very interesting, but I believe that our universe doesn't look like our quantum doctrine doesn't look like one of the physics, but it looks rather like this quantum doctrine and this quantum physics. So we see that practically nothing depends on the details of the particle. So we will slightly change the potential, and this means that this point may be somewhere here, this point may be somewhere here, but the universality class doesn't change. So the universality class is robust to the deformation of the sphere of everything, so it is not actually from any sphere of everything. Everything depends only on what universality class you use. So let's start with the thermal surface of the solution class. Within each universality class, it's better to choose the most simple model. Somehow this simple model, you will come already get the information about the whole other representative of this universality class. This is the main advantage of the inside classes. We will know that the inside classes and distributions is the most simplest model. So the most simplest model is the Fermi-Crisp. Fermi-Crisp is its collection of the atoms, its positive field dimensions. So we think of it positive, then when the energy is negative, down to the positive dimension. So the space is occupied, then the energy is bigger than that, so the space is empty, and here in the middle was the term of the space of tension, which is to be a square divided by 50. This gives you the radius of the space. So the question is why Fermi surface survives in direction. Why survives in direction? So this is very simple model. This like, from this simple model, we have pressure for the surface. The surface where the energy goes to zero. So on the surface, the energy goes to zero. So what to understand the stability, we must work with the green function. It's a whole. So the green function is propagated. So it's E phi naught times energy. But phi naught is along the imaginary axis. So what where the wave function has singularity? So we are looking for the singularity of this function. It is seen when phi naught is zero and when energy is zero. So let's draw this four dimensional rational space where this is phi naught by t. Yes. And here let's use a top formula for proof the wire presented by the motor of the four-dimensional. And then where the new functions are simulated. So again, when field is zero and when momentum is on the thermal surface. So слава за отрицательство, кто послал до него, что лично Иисус и Лев, за смоку, позвали на Софию, лично с Петербургом и Новым Казимом. Кто Иисус и Лев? Вот и строит Иисус и Лев. А Лев пил кровь, Лев не нравится, когда Грит Павлович, он стал за свободу, за Фейсбуку, за Фейсбуку. Лев Павлович, за Фейсбуку. Okay, so for since the green function is not necessary as a square, I can be matrix, so I'll just promise it's a real topological invariant, which is embraced over the matrix indices of green function, and so you can do this integral of integral and define the possibility and excitations? What are the quantum field theory which we have this field? So for the Fermi limit, we have two kinds of quantum fields. First of all, this is for the particles. They are created with falling gravity. You take some particles from the Fermi suit. So here it is from the Fermi suit. It's like the axiom moment to the outer, what's the outer cylinder, particle, and the core. So it is not necessarily for the gravity. So this is for the particles. The spectrum of the particles of simple forms is So here it's the vacuum. The vacuum За эксцентричным мозгом органом, информатическим мозгом органом, фермно, и справа за первый срок, у фермы сердца, положим по истинам. So what it can do, is the fact that it can, for example, change its shape. As a propagated oscillation of the shape of the fermion surface is our possibility. So we have the fermionic, collegial fermionic modes, fermionic isotopics, and photonic modes, and all the buildings are from the one facing, which was described by Mandela, which is the thermal scale of the fermion. Even from here we can find very interesting consequences. Bosons, our bosons are not fundamental. Because we started only from the fermionic system, only from fermionic degrees of freedom. But with the long energy colors, these fermionic degrees of freedom, they are separated in a small number of excitations from the fermionic particles and so collecting bosonic field. So everything comes only from the fermion. They are really separated with the fermions and bosons and the fermion percent. And now let's come to some characteristic one of the series which produces the whole energy corner of another in the sun of the okay. For that, let's consider a very simple formula. Just to explain how far this works. What occurs in the superconductors, this is a so-called central parasitic protection that we could quantify the post using spectrum. We could quasi pulse using spectrum. And then below the phase transition, the mixing between the fields in terms of similar parameters. So this is like this looks like a fixed field. More or less the same physics as the physics is but more part of the terms of ceiling and break. And now you will ask where the green functions are similarities, where the spectrum can see it, where the lower energy quantifies it as real. And looking at this in the table, we find that P must be equal to P. So Px must be equal to zero, Py must be equal to zero. That's why there are coils where the energy goes to zero. So the coils is at P skip. I mean that the coils where the energy is zero is as well as Cp. So we now come to interesting situation when we start with a surface as energy concentration, a point as a energy concentration. And you can actually compare this with the Newtonian oscillator standard and right hand particle. Okay, I remember you that. If society is plus here, then the positive energy corresponds to a spin of parallel momentum. For a left hand particle, the positive energy corresponds to the spin and if you look at this point, so also find that the energy goes to zero at one point, one of several points for the combination spaces. For left hand, it goes really the same point. It goes to zero. And at first glance, there is no connection between these two combinations. But when you try to apply some proposal, you will find that they have exactly the same proportional change. First, I will show you the proportional change. So, the proportional change. You must. It is true in three-dimensional space, but when we add it's funny, it's not really funny from both sides. If you know the point of the law of frequency, it's the point of the photon matrix. So you embrace this point of the photon matrix created by three-dimensional surface, and calculate this integral. This integral is robust to the photon matrix, and you will find that for this point it is minus 1, for this point it is plus 1, and for left-hand material, say, for left-hand material it is minus 1, for right-hand material it is plus 1. So this points, the moment of space, fits a symbol for what we share as a right-hand material or left-hand material. Maybe it's right-hand material, left-hand material, or left-hand material. So they are the same thing. To understand what is the meaning of this topology, I will show to you the distribution of spins in the numerical space. So let's start with diagonal pattern. In numerical space, at each momentum, let's draw the direction of the spin. Spin must be parallel to the moment at each moment. That's why spin always moves outward from the center. And this is the hash code. The hash code is the topological invariant, this is the topological invariant, which roll it over the gate function. And here it is plus one. It is a hash code with the spines, the spins outward. And if you look now at this vectorial, the vectorial for the left-hand quadrant, where the spin was anti-parallel to one another, then at each point of the mental space, the spins are greater across the center. So this is again Hitchcock, but the Hitchcock is the homological stretch of Hitchcock, is equal to this minus one. This means that you cannot change the topological stretch from unit to zero by continuing to function. That's why for any green function, you can deform. So, you can deform this to Newtonian, but you cannot destroy it. You can deform the Newtonian here, you cannot direction, you cannot destroy the form. What we can do, we can simply, the only possibility is to move this point, but not to destroy it. What is the consequence? What is the degrees of freedom which appears as a vacuum which has this freedom term? Please remember that you have only three good surfaces. So if you start from zero to zero, you go either to zero surface or to zero point, or to something which is very good. You should be a certain point. And now we are present this in the same place. And now we are interested, what was the collective noise? In the work of this one, Mr. Kitas. What the perturbation of the world, what the length of the perturbation of the world can do with power present items? They cannot, this perturbation, they cannot destroy the human body. But they can, by the form of the perturbation, they can move the position of the human body. So the human body is here, and when you have oscillations, of our quantum vacuum, then this point just oscillates. So what is this oscillating field? It's pleasant, but the H field, because you see the main property of the H field that shifts the moment. So we have the dynamic of collective mode, which behaves, which interacts with our quantum particles, even the field of this moment. Doesn't the same way, just the H field. So one of the collective modes of our quantum vacuum, the point is the H field. So, what is the second? The other degree of freedom, strong freedom. first one, right, this change the position was very good. Another to change the angle of our goal. And the general deformation and change of our goal is that instead of, let's say, e squared minus e squared e squared e zero in equilibrium, we have the general deformation which looks like the PU equals 1. So the general deformation is just the general collective mode which acts upon the general collective mode is more energy good. Looks like metric field. So the metric field appears to be the PhD just through the because of field of point. To realize how this works.
Just a second, the Newtonian motion, the gravitational field is like changing the speed of light in a certain way. Is that what's happening here?
In different directions. Speed of light changes in different directions, and the frame also will change the point system. Okay, and how much is this field? Because of Fermi force. Okay? As a Fermi force, Q minus 1 is 0. That's why laws of the Fermi force. We must to expand near 0. Expansion near 0 is linear. It means that the general form of the wave function near 0 is 3 mu alpha. Alpha minus B not alpha pivot alpha. So it's around this. But right is a particular formula of this. P nu not P nu not is a position of the point as well as the space. And this is a 2x2 matrix. Alpha is 1 and power in 1. So this is a general form of the wave function via the traffic. And these parameters, they are needed to prove this. And this parameter plays a role of the so-called field bias. Field bias, from field bias, you can obtain a lot of things. So the collective modes, they are really the metric field times the simplification. What's the name? Static expression of the metric field. So if, for some reason, but it's a limit, you can find the concept of every time. At closest turning point, you can have a kind of fitness leading to the gravitational field and to the field of the field. So you inevitably obtain all the ingredients in this conductor mode. Don't know how much that will
fit. It's very thick, so it's 5 minutes okay?
Five minutes, of course, it is. I must choose one. Okay, maybe I will tell you that it's not necessary to believe that our world just comes from the human world. But there is almost one-to-one correspondence between standard polar vacuum and the vacuum and the liquid produced from the same. And that is why we can use this analogy to make the experiment which we cannot do in financial physics. So it's not necessary. Let's suppose that our physical laws are fundamental, but since we are in the same conceptual class, then we can make the experiments different. The first experiment was done in Manchester, where we actually what we did. We confirmed the other approach of evacuation for parallel movement. So it seems to be kind of the same pieces. It's a different kind of moment. It's not even actually experimentally lived. It was a confusion out of the parallel moment. So I will not discuss this parallel moment. I will only show to you some experiments. And first, the explanations of the compare. The situations are again the same. This equation describes the production of the variables about the electric position due to the ferromagnetic or ferromagnetic electric field. So V A is the Brillouin exchange of some fermion from A of A's fermion. C is gravity, plus or minus object of reference, and Y is the hyper-charge of this person. And here we feel exactly the same expression of fermionic charge, which is relevant for our previous A and B conversion. And we actually do it, this repeated, exactly the same amount of experiment. So this is, I think, the first confirmation of the parallel moment equation. We have some other experiments that I think we have to discuss today. So I'll go to conclusions. I will talk about the first problems that have to can be solved with the summary for the quantum This is the conclusion. What is important for us is the topology of the limited space. It determines the universal classes. There are only a few universal classes affected by the topology. And one of them is very important because in one of them you are taking for the particles, and if you have fermions, you obtain a very significant field from the superconducting box. So you start from nothing, you start from chaos of atomic function, extra energy, and is long in this chaos of atomic function is separated, radiated into the gravity field, air field, and the fermions. And this is just a response to anti-time fragment integration scheme suggested actually by Frobenhier and Friesen. Then, if you know our goals, it is about to say that if you know the goal, fundamentals, then because the logic is very fine, you will take no fundamental quantities. It's fundamental for those for you, sorry, for you, for the main quasi-particles. But for the solar observer, for the Earth, it's not fundamental. Okay, so if there is a project with series in work, then it's a project to use for us, because in this case, the quantum gravity doesn't exist. Because if you want to quantize gravity, you must quantize everything else. Or that in this, in our system, quantum, the gravity doesn't appear at the center of the field. It emerges from all other degrees of freedom together with the basic freedom of the center of the field. That's why when you go with higher energy, it's not gravity at all, it's already a mixture of all degrees of freedom. It's not as well between the velocity of this and the important degrees of freedom. That's why if you just simply start with classical case, start to fantasize it, nothing. Okay, and then this is what I will talk about next time. It's why the equilibrium one of the numbers doesn't reverse the solution to constant to zero if the rocket is pure and it's homogeneous, no weapons, no morphological details, no boundaries. So if one can speculate, the longevity of equilibrium, it's zero, but when the water is filled, it's more of a force response to the transmission, it becomes also a equilibrium to the weather density. And also we can construct the horizon. And now, actually, it's a simple laboratory, it's trying to make the cell to which you can simulate the analogous and the opposite.
So please, a lot to this case. So first to emphasize that we should discuss the 2011 concept problem on Friday. Is that 2 o'clock?
No, no. This one is 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Oh. Friday. I have lots of questions, but I'll defer to everybody else.
What is the status of local learning demands here? I mean, you're saying here, for example, the spin and speed of light are not fundamental, but fundamental to low energy observers. What is the low energy observer?
If the tower spin of speed, as I knew, gives it a different edge of this horizon of this place, simply it will cause it to be a more return than it did not to the human selection, because the gravitational field is high stimulation. It means that the cosmic particles, they feel this gravitational field, or this gravitational field, at least, so I said.